The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to The Grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is The Grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime with the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes, and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready, you are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Rise and shine, grinders, rise and shine. Great morning, everybody. Great morning, great morning. I may sound like I'm in a hollow place here this morning. That's because I am. I'm down here in sunny Orlando, Florida right now, enjoying some family time, but you know, definitely didn't want to miss the opportunity to jump on the line with all of you guys and grind it out a little bit and bridge some gaps, you know, because this is the realest show ever, the show where we're going to have some unscripted conversation. You know, I sat this morning and, you know, not really knowing what I was going to talk about on this show, and I got to tell you, I love it. I really do. It's exhilarating to know that you're completely led, you know, by God and
you can sit back and have some peace and some solace that and understand that, you know what, something's going to happen, and whatever you want to talk about, you can talk about. You know, there are no scripts. There's nobody telling you what to say. There's nobody telling you how to say it. You know, guys, that's complete freedom. And I tell you what, my next quest in life, the quest I'm on right now, is for complete freedom. You're talking to somebody that came from the military, you know, that was told what to do, when to do, how to do it, how long to do it, when I stop, when I need to start again. You know, everything I was told to do, but, you know, wouldn't trade that for anything in the world, you know, and then, you know, you go into a J-O-B and they start to do some of the same thing, but, you know, then you got the opportunity to quit. You can't quit the military, but you know what? You can quit whenever you want to quit, you know, your job. So, you know, when we get pissed off and fed up with everybody on the AOB, and we figure, you know what, I can make some money, you know, either the same amount of money or more money somewhere else, then, you know what, we quit. You know, we quit. But, man, I'm having fun this morning. I'm happy. You know, I'm sitting here on the balcony watching some people play one of my favorite pastimes, one of my favorite sports, you know, and that's golf. You know, we pulled up and we got here, and let me go here. I want to see this. We pulled up and we got here and got into the room, and I said, you know, and I saw a green, you know, a green. Well, you know, if anybody knows how to play golf, we knows, you know, the rules of golf. We know that there's a green that you approach to from the fairway. And I got excited, you know, because I'm sitting here like, okay, I'm going to be able to stand here and watch. I'm going to be able to stand here and watch them play golf, you know, and just drink some coffee and just, you know, and chill and have a good time, you know. But then I started to look around a little bit further, and I started to realize, you know what, that's a practice green. That's not even a green they approach from fairway. So I'm not going to be able to see, you know, them come up and approach and how their ball sticks to green and whether they overshoot the green or undershoot it, whatever the case may be, you know. But then I looked a little further and I was able to see that, you know, there's a driving range. So I can see some people shank some balls or bomb some balls, you know, this morning. So, you know, guys, you know, I told my wife, I said, you know, you did good. You did good. At least you got around some golf. And it's not, you know, not something that I've had the time to really do. But well, I think maybe time change. So, you know, guys, I wanted you guys to hear from this, you know, stuff I definitely want to talk about. You definitely want to hear, because, you know, on this show, we definitely look at some gaps. We look to enlighten some people, broaden the horizon, because some of you guys are so deep inside a box, you don't know how to crawl out. And even if you did, you couldn't crawl out. So guess what? I'm here to help you. But, you know, listen to this song and hear that a little bit later here, guys. Think about it.
Royalty, powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Would Cause you let them call you those things. If you knew you were a queen, and my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper? If you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a queen. Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you. But they don't really tell us what we do need to know. But 1 Peter 2 and 6, a pleasure for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Mercy made us the people. Now we are the people. Chosen people, royal priesthood, royalty.
You are a royal priesthood. Think about that. I know I may be breaking up a little bit, everybody. I apologize. Not the greatest Wi-Fi coverage here, I think, but nonetheless, we're gonna get through it. You know, and you're going to get what you need out of this show. And you know, guys, go ahead and somebody that you think may benefit, you know, from the grind this morning. They may have some bridge, some gaps that need to be bridged. Go ahead and tell them to call in. You know, tell them to call in to 657-383-1291, 657-383-1291, and tell them that the grind is on, you know. And who knows, they may hear something that changes their life, you know, this morning. So, you know, guys, think about, you know, let's think about, you know, exactly what we just heard. You know, if we are a priesthood, you know, if we know we're royalty, then, you know, why are we not acting like it? You know, why are we not acting as if, you know, we can do things that we're not accustomed to doing? Why can't we create? You know, I like to tell people don't get stuck in a rut, you know, but when you tell people sometimes not to get stuck in a rut, you know, they start doing things that are uncharacteristic, which is good because, you know, when people characterize you, you know, it's are you being characterized, you know, for the same old thing every day, every year, every, you know, year after year, or are you being characterized as a trendsetter? Are you being characterized as a creator? But when you tell some people that, some people get out of hand with it and they start doing crazy stuff. But what's crazy? Crazy, maybe it may sound crazy to me. It may not sound crazy to you, you know. But what are you doing? What are you doing different right now? Are you just doing the same old every day? If you're royalty, if you're a royal priesthood, what are you doing? What's different? How are you creating? You know, have you ever been told that, you know, something just that doesn't sound right? That doesn't, when you say something that doesn't sound right, you know, I have. I've been told, that doesn't sound right. Because, you know, I say a lot of stuff that people would say, that sounds crazy. Yeah, it probably does sound crazy to you because you've never heard it before. But there are some things I know bona fideably sounds crazy. And guess what? There's some things that are bona fideably crazy. But, you know, there's a there's a limit to everything. But when I hear that somebody says, you know, that doesn't sound right, you know, it sounds right, you know, to me. I know why it doesn't sound right to them, because, you know, they're posting, or they're judging it or saying what they say based on their past experiences, their experiences and their familiarity. If it doesn't sound right to them, that means they've never experienced it before. You know, when somebody calls, you know, a chair a curtain, you say, that is not right. That's a chair. You know, and so it doesn't sound right to them, you know. So, you know, I'm not saying that everything should sound right. I'm just saying that every unnatural thing that was created, right, was created, you know, that was created after, you know, God created, you know, man and woman, and the earth and the birds of the air and the fowls of the air, all of this stuff God created. After that, everything unnatural was created by man, right? It was created by man, inspired by something good or bad. Now, you even think about the things that you do and based them on your past experiences, not your future experience. You know, how can our past know what our future holds? So thinking for tomorrow requires us creating things that we've never seen before. Now, who says we can't call coffee a banana and banana coffee? It's already been done, right? Somebody's already named coffee, coffee. So if you're sitting there sipping on a cup of coffee and somebody says, you know, I'm enjoying my cup of banana, people are going to think you're a little crazy because you eat a banana. You don't drink a banana, you know, or and vice versa. You're eating a banana. You're saying, oh, I'm enjoying my coffee. They didn't know, crazy. You're enjoying, you know, a banana. But it's been done before. Somebody's done it. But think about it. Before that banana became a banana, I mean, I gotta imagine. God didn't say that's you know, man named this banana or man named this coffee. You know, I don't think that happened that way when God created Adam. I believe that over time, when he discovered, man gave things different names, right? And the different names that he gave these things are the names that everybody know them as right now. So coffee is coffee and a banana is banana. You know, so someone named it and we adopted it as it. That's what it is. But what if you started creating something new? Because that's how things get created, right? What if you started just being a creator, the creator that God called you to be? Doing something different. We talked about last week on the show, you know, running around the power curve, running and getting ahead of the power curve, and really seeing exactly what's ahead of us. Because first to market is the person that makes the most money. You know, why do you think we've got all of these different things that named certain things? Take tornadoes, hurricanes. You know, whoever discovers it first, that's whose name it is. Have you ever wondered how hurricanes or tornadoes, how they get their names? Because somebody discovered it. They have what they call tornado chasers. And the tornado chasers, they dedicated their life to finding tornadoes. And when they discover this tornado, now they didn't create it, but they discovered it. When they discover this tornado, they call into the National Weather Association and they say, hey, you know, I just found a tornado and it's a such and such on this scale. And they say, okay, boom, they corroborate, they confirm what it is. And now that they know that it's a tornado, they say, what's your name? And they say, oh, my name is Tom. Well, this is all of a sudden, it's Tornado Tom. And that's how tornadoes get their name. If you don't believe me, look it up. So why can't that be you? Why can't you discover something new? Or can't you create something new? See, some of us are inside of a box right now. And I love to always use the term box because, you know, people relate to a box. But some of us are inside of boxes right now that we don't know how to get out of. And the only way that we can get out of these boxes is to, first of all, recognize that you're in the box. And now that you know you're in a box, then now you can try to work on getting out of the box. But some of us need thinking to actually help thinking to get ourselves out of that box. You know, I said that thing between your ears, you know, is amazing. God gave you that thing so that you can create things, so that you can discover things and broaden your horizons and be a trendsetter, be the person that does things and people remember. Now, I said earlier that there's a limit to everything. If you've got the epiphany that, you know what, boom, it's time to create. I need to create something. I need to discover something. So, you know, there's a quest that you're gonna start. And you're gonna start thinking about, okay, what can I do? And you're gonna make some mistakes. You're gonna do some things and you're gonna fail. And you're gonna do some things and you're gonna be successful. But when you start doing these things and you fail, you don't give up, right? So you keep going, you know, and you don't always know what the end result for everything is going to be. Because there are some of you out there that have so many great ideas and you're not writing them down. Some of you are writing them down, but sometimes even as you're writing them down, the enemy is telling you that that'll never work. What are you doing? That's crazy. Yeah, that's not going to work. That's too far-fetched. What if the people that create some of the most life-saving things, what if they started off and said, nah, that's not going to work? What if the person that created the little mechanical heart that's inside of my niece's stomach right now, what if that person said, you know what, ah, that's not going to work? And they scratched it and they gave up. She wouldn't be here right now. What if the person that created the blood transfusion, the dialysis machine, what if that person gave up? There would be a lot of patients that needed dialysis, that needed to get the blood pulled out of their body and with fresh blood put in, that wouldn't be here right now. There are a lot of things that people create that seem far-fetched. I just want to spark you this morning, because everything I'm telling you, I've been first partaker of. There's been so many times that I've sat there and I put things on paper and I said, that's not going to work. You know, that's kind of crazy. Only to look up and a year down the road, boom, there it is. There it is. The exact thing that you put on paper with a few tweaks and little innuendos to it. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And you're like, wow. Somebody didn't quit. Somebody kept going. You see, I love to say, you know what? I got so many irons in the fire. I got a lot of irons in the fire. Because the more irons in the fire, then the more chances you have of something hitting. Because eventually, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It will. It'll hit eventually. It'll never happen. But there are some of you out there that are so creative. There are some of you out there that have something on the inside that God has given you, that something on the outside has caused to stay, to that thing to stay on the inside. And if you just fight a little while longer, if you just fight a little harder, if you just push a little harder, then you can break out. So what? You don't have the money right now. So what? You don't have everything you need. Everything big was once small. Every great idea started out as a small idea. And things get added to it. Everything evolves. It's just a part of, do you really want to be a part of that evolution or not? Sometimes it may not be you creating something. Sometimes it just may be you making something that's already there better. I used to love the one thing I used to pass this one place, and it was called BASF, and you know, I used to wonder what that was, and I saw a commercial once, and it said, you know, we don't make the We don't make the yellow paint. We just make the yellow paint brighter. We don't make the tire. We just make the tire roll better. You know, we don't make the music. We just make the music sound better. So they created a company just based on them creating, making things better, not creating anything, making blue paint bluer, making you know, silk fabric feel better. I mean, they just created a niche for themselves and they've gotten rich. Think or be thought for, right? Your ears needs to go for a run. Take it for a spin. I mean, it does some amazing things. And you know, guys, I'm first partaker because, you know, as we get older, we start to really think about the things that we should have done, the things that we could have done. And we start to reminisce, you know. But you're never too old to create. You're never too old to discover. You're never too old to even make things better. There's always something out there that you can affect. I love to believe that as long as there's breath in your life, you can affect something. And that's where I am in life right now. I mean, I definitely want to be able to affect something the way that I can affect it. You see, because not everybody can be a brain surgeon. Not everybody can be, you know, a heart surgeon. Not everybody can be, you know, a world-class lawyer. Not everybody can be, you know, a scuba diver that dives and gets precious treasures. Not everybody can be a motorcycle stuntman or a race car driver. Not everybody can do everything. But there's something that you can do, and only you can do it as good as you can do it. God wouldn't have put you here unless there was a purpose. And there are some people that have not discovered what that purpose is yet. And guess what? We sit back and we wonder and we wait, and we're like, okay, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Sometimes the purpose is never discovered unless you get on the road to that purpose. It's revealed on the journey, and it becomes clear and clear and clearer. But we have to start the journey first. You know, to start the journey, we have to think or be thought for. So that means we have to create that road, the journey to our success, the journey to what it is that we can do, to our purpose, is the purpose that God gave us. So we need to be on the road that we're supposed to be on to line up with that purpose, right? So in order to do that, we have to sit down. Have you ever just sat down and thought about what it is that you can do? What are you here? What are your strong sets, your suits, and what are your challenges? What are your strengths? You know, figure those out. If you need to write them down, that's great. Write them down. And once you start writing those challenges down, and you figure, okay, well, I'm not that great at that. I have issues with this. I have issues with that. So, you know, I need to learn how to bridge those gaps and figure that out. But then you start thinking about what are my strong points? What am I really good at? And start writing those things down and don't shortchange yourself. Because there's some of you out there that some people have told you that you can't do this and you can't do that. And those people are haters. Those are the people that don't want to see you get on before they get on. You see, Earl Nightingale said, you know, the people that get on in this world are the people that go out and they create what they want. They don't sit back and wait for people to create and to give them the things that they want. They go out and they create it. If you want something in this world, you have to go out and go get it. You have to go out and you have to create it. But just like Rise and Fight says, you can't sit back at home and keep hitting the snooze button on the alarm clock. You got to be that person that wakes up before the alarm clock goes off. I tell you right now, if your alarm clock wakes you every morning, honestly, really, and I'm not going to pull any punches on this, if your alarm clock wakes you every morning, then you're doing the wrong thing. You're not satisfied. There's no... Because if your alarm clock has to wake you, that means there's no excitement. If you didn't go to sleep and you were like so worn out from trying to build your dream, your goals, you're trying to achieve your vision. If you didn't go to sleep because you were up until 2, 3, 4 in the morning trying to build and create the thing that you know you're supposed to create, and you got in bed after your job at 9, 10 o'clock and you good, and your alarm clock woke you, sit down, start writing and create some things for yourself and for your family. Think about what is the thing that I can do that I can be first to market with? How can I implement? What can I implement something into this world that's going to create some income? Maybe not right away, but you're such a visionary. You're the person that can be patient. You know what? I'm going to start, because nothing happens until you start. And you can definitely never get on the right road until you start. And you can definitely never finish until you start. But your children are going to do the same exact thing they see you do until they figure it out one day. And they have an epiphany. We always say we want our kids to be better than we are. Some of us do. Some of us don't. I've seen people that don't want their kid to get no more in life than they do because they're miserable. Can you hear me?
Because they're miserable, you know, and they don't want anybody else. They don't want anybody, including their kids, to really have any more than they had because they're bitter. Don't be that person in life. Don't be that person in life. It's hard. I get it. It's hard to rise and fight sometimes because some days you wake up and you're tired of fighting. You're tired of fighting the good fight. See, here's what I believe happened to me. This is how I rationalized it. You know, when you go through life and you get comfortable, you start doing certain things, and you can get complacent with some things because, you know, things seem good, things seem comfortable. But sometimes the comfortability or the level of comfort, but that little sweet spot, that soft spot, is really rocking you to sleep. It's rocking you to death. Death is more than just a physical death. It's more than somebody just burying you in the ground. Death can be a mental death. Death can be that thing that cuts you off from longevity. Death is that thing that cuts you off from the fire, the fervor, the mental capacity. I believe the brain, they say the brain is not made up of muscle. The brain is just made up of tissue. For the longest, I thought the brain was one big muscle, but it's made up of tissue. And some of you brain surgeons out there, some scholars, you can text me and correct me on this. But this is what I read. And maybe, you know, maybe I read the wrong article. I don't know. But I thought the brain was made up of muscle, but it's not. It's made up of tissue. But tissue is muscle, right? But anyway, you know, the brain can get atrophy, just like muscles can get atrophy. If you sit down and never use your muscles, then it's harder to use muscles when you really want to do something. A simple walk becomes hard. Thinking of doing something simple becomes difficult because you're not exercising. You're not using your brain. Now, I don't know all of the different quadrants of the brain. I don't really get into that, the technicality of things like that. That used to be my thing. But I don't get into, you know, what the four sectors of the brain is anymore. I don't know what side does what. But I just think my whole brain is there to help me move further in life and help me achieve my purpose. But if I never use it, if I never exercise it, then it just gets atrophy and it just gets kind of like limp and numb. So in order for my brain to have the brain activity that it needs to be able to function and to move me to the next level, I got to create. I got to do some things that are going to put me in some stress. I got to compromise myself. I got to do some in terms of, you know, compromise myself in terms of moving myself out of my comfort zone. All right, I need to compromise the comfort zone. All right, that's a good little topic right there. Compromise the comfort zone. I need to smash some some familiarity and move myself to the next level in order to exercise my brain. I want my brain to be glowing, whatever the color is, they see it to be when it's in the most active state, yellow, red, whatever it is. I want those quadrants to all be glowing red because I want to be tapping into every aspect of my brain. You know, I was having a conversation with my kids the other day. We were walking around the house and we were talking about, you know, I told them, I said, you know, if you guys don't start adding some value around here, I'm going to ship all of you out to military school. And they started laughing. I said, I'm not laughing. I said, I'm serious. Because I believe that, you know, if you're part of a unit, part of a team, then you should add some value to that team, if that's the team that you're claiming to be on. So I believe that I told my kids, I said, you know, if you guys don't start adding value around here as a fam and making us looking better as a family, you know, I'm shipping you out to military school. And I said, there's nothing around this house that I can't do. I can wash clothes. I can wash dishes. I can sweep. I can mop. I can do. There's nothing I can't do. I can make the bed. I mean, I'm not that guy that sits around and waits for his wife to clean up after him or to do everything. I believe that as a family unit, we all have to be interchangeable. So I started to walk them around the house, and I started to teach them how to wash the clothes. And you know, this is how you use the dryer. This is how you use the washer. You know, this is how you wash the dishes. Because as parents, that's our job. All right, think or be thoughtful. So as parents, we should teach our kids how to do certain things. Our job is not to be their friend first. Our job is to be the person that guides them and teaches them the right things to do. And when they leave the house, they don't blame you for not teaching them, because guess what? They will. So I started to walk them around the house and we started to talk about things. And I said, you know, this is what you guys should think about, you know, every day when you wake up. How can I add value to this family? Because if you're not adding value, then you're devaluing. So your brain should be thinking constantly as to how you will add value. And my oldest son, you know, he has this perception, even though he's never seen it. See, kids are so enthralled with what they hear their friends say in school. It's like the blind leading the blind. They don't have it figured out. But there's always those kids that think they got it figured out, and then they want to tell everybody else how something should work because misery loves company. And if you don't tell your kids that that's not right, then they don't know that that's not right. They don't have anything to gauge it on, right? I think it'll be thought for. So your brain is that thing that needs to be used. And if you don't use it, somebody else will figure out how to use it, and they'll tell you what to do and how to do everything because you're not, say, smart enough, because I believe you are, but you're not, you don't have the propensity enough to actually exercise the one thing that God gave you that moves you to action. I don't believe that there are dumb people. I believe that there are people that just have not applied themselves yet. And some people sit back and wait for everybody to do everything for them. I keep saying it, that God created us to be creators. Yet each of us have a purpose. There's a job. There are people that, you know, I love when I heard Steve Harvey, he said, you know, he said he has a friend. He's always, you know, cut grass. All he wanted to do was cut grass. And they used to laugh at him. They said, hey, man, we're going down to the club. We're going to do this. He said, no, man, I got to cut Ms. Johnson's grass tomorrow. And they laughed. They said, how are you going to make money cutting grass? And now this guy has, you know, his lawn service is one of the best in this country, and now this guy's making, you know, $800,000 a year just cutting grass, because He thought. He created. So if we sit back and wait, then we're not going to create. So this guy created what he wanted, and now he's benefiting from it. Did he get laughed at? Absolutely. Was it a long, hard road? Absolutely. I can imagine this guy having, you know, the little push lawnmowers that wouldn't start most of the time, but he was still cutting that grass. He got good at what he did. Create. If you don't create, then you're going to help somebody else create. And being a creator, you do understand that if you start creating, of course, you know, you help other people create things, and it's all a part of your journey. But, you know, at the end of the day, guys, we have to think about what it is that we were put on this earth to do. Just be here and to just exist, or was it to thrive? Was it to add some sort of value to our existence, to someone else's existence, to add value to what we affect in life, the circle that we affect? And I believe that that's what our purpose is. Because if you don't think, then somebody's going to think for you, and somebody's going to put you on the path that they feel you should be on. But let's bridge that gap this morning. Let's get outside of that box, and let's figure out exactly what it is that we need to do to create for ourselves and do some things. And think about it carefully. And if you're in that box and you're so deep down in that box, you don't know how to get out, sit down, write it down. And I promise you, once you start thinking about what it is that you're supposed to do, you put things in perspective, and you're so deep down in that box, you don't know how you're going to get out. Once you start thinking about the things that you want to do, you put them on paper, and it's going to be like a rope that drops down in the box, and you're just going to be able to reach up just high enough to grab it and start to pull yourself out. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have to use the muscles that you haven't been using. Pull yourself out of that box. So it's not going to be easy. But I can promise you that it's going to be worth it. Guys, until next time, thank you guys for chiming into the grind. It's been an absolute pleasure, guys.
song is. Put your lighter in the air for love. Yeah. Let me hear you say.